Land, isn't this fine, lovely stroll on the moors?
Did you hear that?
I heard that.
What is it?
You think it's a dog?
Nice doggy. Good boy.
What happened to them?
Well, the police report said they were attacked by an escaped lunatic.
A wolf.
My friend Jack was just here. Told me that I will become a monster in 2 days.
Your dead friend, Jack.
Yes.
Gotta believe me, David.
Believe what?
You're one of the undead, and I'm a werewolf.
Tomorrow night's the full moon. You're gonna change.
A what?
You'll become...
I know. A monster.
A naked American man stole my balloon.
What? What did I do last night?
You don't remember?
The last remaining werewolf must be destroyed.
It's you, David.
Run!
Good Lord.
Day 13 of October, 31 days of creatures and villains from horror movies. This is a Murky Chronicle bonus. I am Dayfula, the Butcher Dobache.
And I am Gorgeous Kenny Roberts.
Well, today's pick is werewolves. So,
oh, it's getting wolfy in here.
Yes, it's getting wolfy. So, did you grow up fearing werewolves growing up?
Yeah, a little bit, you know, not too much. They weren't my scary ones as much as, you know, like Exorcist and stuff like that. But, werewolves were definitely part of the big three or four, you know, with Dracula, Frankenstein,
yeah.
Creature from the Black Lagoon, and what's the other one? Werewolves.
Yeah, well, I got a few facts if you want me to run through them real quick, and I want to say thanks. Thanks for all the emailers, murkychronicles@gmail.com, that threw werewolves at us, and we'll take any more suggestions. But, okay, this one, historical texts. Werewolves appeared in ancient Greek texts. Herodotus referred to a group known as the Neuri, who lived in Scythia, which extended from East Europe into Asia. The Neuri were capable of changing from human to wolf and back again. Another fact, how to turn into a werewolf. If you are looking to wolf out, here are some ways to do so. Be born on the seventh son of the seventh moon. Be born as the seventh son of the seventh son. Eat wolf meat, enter into a pact with the devil, be murdered under the full moon, avoid practicing Catholic sacraments for 10 years, be cursed to become a werewolf, and have sex with a werewolf. Hey, I might dig the last one. Okay. A couple more here. An unbreakable curse. If a werewolf bites you, and you don't die, then you're pretty much screwed, because perhaps to a wolf, to be wolfed out, if you aren't brave enough to be bitten, you can slurp up water from a werewolf paw print and achieve the same thing. So I guess if you want to wolf out, instead of getting, you know, bitten, you could, I guess, slurp water from a werewolf paw print. Holy water doesn't work. The methods of warding off a vampire don't work on werewolves. You cannot exorcise a werewolf because they're not one of the undead. Religious talk and holy water only make them angry and wet. I got one more. Werewolves and full moons. Legend has it, werewolves are only active during full moons, but this isn't true. Shape-shifting can occur at any time of the month. Once a werewolf has control over the capabilities, he can wolf out whenever he damn well pleases. So I have a few more, but maybe that could be a full episode because obviously there's people had some kind of abnormalities, you know, I don't know how what I would say it to themselves, and they would have hair all over their bodies and acting kind of weird, and they were classified as werewolves. So that could be another story.
Yes, they could.
I love that button.
That's a good one.
So what you got?
All right, brother.
What you got?
I've got 13 best werewolf movies of all time.
All right. Amuse me.
All right. I'm going to start with number 13. Number 13 is Brotherhood of the Wolf.
Okay. Never heard of it.
Never heard of that one. That was put out. I'm not seeing a date on that one. Okay, I'm like, they're not giving me the info I'm looking for. So we're going to just run down the list. Silver Bullet, that was put out in the 80s. It was a Stephen King movie. Gary Busey and Corey Haim were in that.
Oh, okay.
So I don't remember. I think I remember Busey being in it, but not Corey Haim. So that was, it's an old one, that's for sure. That was a good one. That was a good one. Another one called The Wolf. Director Mike Nichols and Jack Nicholson was in that one, and Michelle Pfeiffer.
Nice.
Called The Wolf. Yeah, so let's see. I'm losing count here. That was my third. That was so number nine, Wolfen. Of course, they don't give me any details on that one. Wolfen, let's see. The director of Woodstock, Michael Wadley. Sounds lame, so I'm going to move on. One of my favorites, put out in the 80s, because I'm a big fan of 80s movies, Teen Wolf, with Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, that movie was kind of gay.
Well, you know what? And you were just telling me the other day it was your favorite, so guess what?
No, you're but it was pretty good, but for a horror movie, it was gay, but it was a good movie.
I know. Well, it's a wolf movie. So,
and all you snowflake people, snowflake people, just because I said the movie is gay, I'm not being homophobic. It's just a figure of speech, like it was too happy. Because gay used to mean happy, but now it means something, whatever. You know what I mean, peace.
It can mean anything you want, bro.
Yep. I just want them to Dave Chappelle us.
Right. So the next one's The Howling.
Oh!
That was a good one.
Uh-huh.
That was a good one. And let's see. The next one, The Company of Wolves. I don't remember the date on that one. I remember hearing of it. I don't know. We'll move on. The Curse of the Werewolf. Don't remember that one. How about Ginger Snaps?
Nope.
No? Sounds like a snack. Okay. We'll move on. The Wolfman, the original from George Wagner.
Not Wolfman Jack, is it?
1935.
Oh, I might have to check that out.
That's an old one. Let's see. Next, The Dog Soldier.
Never heard of it.
Another one that I like, one of my few werewolf movies that I really enjoyed was American Werewolf in London.
I barely remember that when I was younger, and I remember it kind of scared me. Actually, did scare me.
Yeah, that was it. That was number one. So
well,
that was number one pick.
I got one that's probably tied with American Werewolf of London. I don't know if you're going to consider it a movie.
What's that?
Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Oh, my goodness. You know it is.
That was up there. That was considered like a movie.
Oh, what? Vincent Price?
Yes, the two classics. I thought Michael Jackson Transformation was probably on par as the one from America Werewolf in London, plus Vincent Price. You can't beat that combination. I remember when it was on MTV, and I remember watching the premiere of it, and I was like, wow, it was like, was nothing like you ever seen before.
I'll have to say that was the number one Michael Jackson's Thriller. That, to me, in my book, you're right. You nailed it.
Because it was considered like a movie in a way. What didn't remember? It was portrayed as one.
Right. And, you know, Vincent Price just put that to it, too, you know?
Yep.
So, all right. Well, that's all I got for Werewolf.
Okay, well, I'm excited for tomorrow because, you know, Bigfoot touches a lot of different, you know, avenues. And even though we're going to talk about the Bigfoot creature in horror movies, but I had a brief brush with Bigfoot, and I think it'd be a good one. But is that all we have to talk about today or what?
All that, and did you watch the movie?
Oh, you mean the full of it?
The what?
The full of it.
The full of it?
Yeah.
Never heard of that one.
Well, I thought that was a movie you told me to watch.
No, it's The Funhouse.
Oh, and I suppose that movie clip you sent me, you're going to make me play it, huh?
Yes, I am.
All right, man.
Let's play it.
I guess we'll talk to everyone tomorrow.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
Peace.
Hey, kid. What are you up to? What are you doing around here? You want a lift? Huh? You sure you don't want a lift? Ha 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 ha